In 1992, a heinous crime was committed in a small town in Texas, USA. The brutal murder of a family, including four small children. Two men were sentenced to die, but one of them, Anthony Graves, was eventually found to be innocent. But before being released, he had to spend 18 years of his life in prison, 12 of which were on death row.
Someone that the police picked up as a suspect to a murder gave him a false story and told him that I was involved in a murder with them. And from there, it just took on a life of its own.
How old were you at that time?
I was 26. I had a family. I had three sons, brothers, siblings, a mother. I spent a total of 18 years and 4 months.
And how many years were you in prison before you were actually tried?
I was incarcerated for about 2.5 years.
And then you had the trial?
Then the trial.
And what was the verdict?
Well, they found me guilty of capital murder, of killing 6 people, and sentenced me to death. I was given 2 execution dates where the state tried to murder me for something I didn't do.
Till today, no evidence was ever found to indicate his guilt. But everything that could go wrong went wrong in Anthony's case. Evidence of his innocence was withheld. A key witness threatened from testifying in his support. And the man who did commit the crime was pressured to name Anthony as an accomplice, which he since regretted and recanted multiple times before he was executed in 2002.
And even on his death, his last words were that I was innocent and that he had lied on me in court.
But the recantment was concealed, and even after Anthony managed to be taken off death row, as his case was overturned in 2006, he had to spend an additional 4 years in jail waiting for his retrial.
And when were you finally released from prison?
I was released October 27, the year 2010.
And you are now how old?
I am 45.
45 years old. So you were in prison from 26 to the 45.
45.
Wow. And can you tell us how you managed to survive in prison? What was your strength?
First and foremost, my strength was my belief in my God. That I just felt like my God wouldn't abandon me through these trials and tribulations, but also the fact that I was innocent. That alone kept me hopeful and encouraged.
And how many people were on death row with you at the time you were there?
Well, on a total, I would say between 400 and 500 people.
Can you describe a typical day on death row?
Chaos, you wake up to madness, screaming, just guys losing their minds. It's just chaos. It's chaos. It's not, I can't describe it because it's indescribable. It's just a whole nother world. It's a whole nother planet. And you got people in place that can just basically run your life.
And you were telling me that your cell was like 8 feet by 12 feet?
8 feet by 12 feet. You can only walk a few steps. And then they were so small that some people can stick their arms out and touch both sides of the wall.
A
steel bunk with a little thin plastic mattress, you know, which give guys back problems over the years.
Right, yeah. Right. And you said that Monday through Friday you were in that cell 22 hours out of 24 hours.
Yes.
And the other 2 hours?
The other 2 hours you are taken to another area, which is just a bigger cell, and they call it a recreation area. It's just a big space where you can just walk around. But you're by yourself.
But it's not quiet. It's noisy.
It's noisy. It's very noisy. It's all day that's kicking, that's screaming, that's shouting. That's just chaos. They try to basically kill your spirit with the restrictions that you gave upon them, which is subhuman.
Anthony remembers the day he was freed.
What was it like to hug your family and your children?
You know, you never really understand the importance of human contact until it's taken from you. You never realize how we lean on that every day, how we take it for granted also every day until it's taken from you. Being able to hug my family again was giving me my life back.
Can you forgive all those that have, the system and the folks that have wronged you?
Yes.
You can forgive?
Yes. Yes. They're human beings. Mm-hmm. They make mistakes too. I have to do nothing. The world has now seen them for who they are. They have to live with that. And I say God bless him.
As extraordinary as his story is, Anthony's case is hardly unique. Since 1973, 138 people from the death row in the US later were shown to be innocent. Others were found to be innocent too late, only after they were executed.
If I'm the 138th person to be released from death row, how many there are that actually went to death row that wasn't released, that was innocent? We got it wrong if we had 138 down there to begin with that were innocent. How can we trust our children to live in a world with that type of system? Because it threatens us all. If 138 people were released, one of those could have been you. One of those could have been your child. Do you want that around?
Today, Mr. Anthony Graves works for the Texas Defender Service. He's dedicated not only to freeing innocent people from death row, but to help abolish the death penalty itself.
Because you see me sitting here, that means that there's bound to be someone else back there. We have a problem. And we need to come together as a global community. We're all human beings. And we can live like that. If we respect others the way we want others to respect us, we can live in that type of harmony.
In 2010 alone, 23 countries carried out executions to thousands of people, while at least 18,000 more people are waiting on death row. Execution methods include shooting, hanging, lethal injection, electrocution, stoning, beheading, etc. Minority groups and the poor are disproportionately subjected to the death penalty. Sometimes it is wielded as a means of political repression.
Do you think it is a deterrent to hardened criminals?
It's not a deterrent because people don't go out and commit crimes thinking about the death penalty.
Yeah.
So it's not a deterrent. And it actually costs taxpayers more money to murder people than it is to house them in prison for the rest of their natural life. The more people are informed about this from an economic perspective, from a humanity perspective, a justice perspective, a moral and ethical perspective, the opinion changes. I just think people just need to be better informed. Studies have shown that it costs somewhere around $1 million to execute a person, and costs half that much to house a person for their natural life.
With the death penalty, precious financial resources and energy are diverted away from better uses, such as preventing violent crime and assisting those affected by it. Officials have repeatedly pointed out that executions, rather than stop acts of terrorism, are likely to increase such acts. There has been no certain evidence to date that the death penalty has lessened crime at all. Moreover, unlike life imprisonment, which some have claimed to be more cruel than executions, the death penalty does nothing to protect society, as the prisoner is already removed and in prison. He or she instead languishes every day, often for years on end, having to think about his or her pending execution. In addition, over the years spent on death row, the suffering of the murder victim's family is prolonged, as is that for the loved ones of the condemned prisoner.
I became anti-death penalty after realizing there's just too much error in our system. As long as it's administered by humans, there's always going to be innocent people who will be put to death, and that's just not acceptable. After watching trials where I felt that people were convicted, where there was reasonable doubt, I know that, you know, as good as our system is, and I think we have a pretty good system, there's always going to be mistakes because we're all human and we all make mistakes.
The ethical issues surrounding capital punishment are another major concern. Can an execution be used to condemn killing? Or is it simply a mirroring act of the criminal's willing violence against the victim?
Morally, it's just wrong to kill.
Thou shalt not kill.
It's just no argument that justifies killing. How can you say you have a right to kill someone to show them that it's wrong to kill? The message is contradictory.
I do think it violates basic human rights. I can't really think of a time when the death penalty is acceptable. Good reasons does not negate the fact that we killed a person. Human life, all life, animal life, there's a sacredness to it that needs to be embraced by humanity.
We have a death penalty, just the whole word death tells you that something is wrong with this. When has death fixed problems? So, I mean, if we just pay attention to ourselves, we can recognize when we're straying off course. This is way off course. This is inhumane.
I also do think it's uncivilized and it's barbaric to have the death penalty. That put people to death is something that we need to move beyond. And, you know, having spent a lot of time in Europe, for example, where the death penalty is just completely gone, and, you know, I think it's a different sensibility.
To date, 96 nations in the world have chosen the humane practice of abolishing capital punishment, including the European Union. In 2007 and 2008, the United Nations General Assembly adopted non-binding resolutions urging a global moratorium on capital punishment, with a goal of complete abolition. About two-thirds of the world's countries have abolished it, with more joining each year. We thank all advocates of abolishing the death penalty. Our appreciation, Mr. Anthony Graves, for sharing your heart-rending personal story and important message of humanity for all. Wishing you all the best in your noble endeavours. We pray that together we will create a more elevated world that respects the sanctity of life and leaves ultimate justice in the hands of heaven. Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken frequently about the universal principle of killing is never right. During a teleconference in August 2010 in the US, she spoke about the death penalty.
If you ask my opinion is forgiveness. Yes, because God is love and forgiveness. When Jesus was challenged about a person in his lifetime who also so-called committed adultery, and people want to stone her to death as well, do you remember that story in the Bible?
Yes, we do.
I remember. Okay.
And what did Jesus say?
That
he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Yes. Who in the human race doesn't commit some mistakes, some so-called sin sometimes? Even for any graver sin, you know, so-called sin, like a crime, there is always a doubt whether it has been truly committed or it has been wrongly accused. One, because once we kill somebody, we cannot make her alive again. So we better always take a chance to wait to check all the proof. If even suspected, we should always give the suspected a chance. In case if it's wrong, or Another case is to give them a second chance to change, to redeem their sin, if that was really a sin that they have committed. So in many countries right now, the death penalty has been abolished. I hope the whole world soon will do that. Yeah, let's hope so, eh? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for your wise company on today's episode of Enlightening Entertainment. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Blessed be your noble qualities and life-valuing actions. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.